gave him
like heaven.
Yeah.
You don't even hell.
That's what I want to know. The opposite of wide is
narrow.
I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Alright. Would you say that for me again?
Can't.
Another name for an automobile is a... Just an automobile. What's another name for it? A short name for it.
Car?
That's what I was looking for. This man is your uncle. Say, that man is your uncle. This woman is
my aunt.
Not my, but
aunt.
Now I want you to use the word that I use. This man is your uncle. This woman is
your aunt.
All right. Would you say that?
Your aunt.
Your aunt. And would you say aunt for me again?
Aunt.
Birds build, where do they stay?
Nest.
Nest. Birds build.
Nest.
At school we sit in.
Desk.
Let me ask you something now. How would you say it? You're talking about two birds
nest.
Alright, and two things that children sit in. Two
desk.
Alright. Make two, what do you call this when you make two? What's that? What do you call that?
Fist.
Alright, what do you make two?
Fist.
Alright. What do you call a skinny flying insect that stings and draws blood?
Mosquito?
Pronounce cloud for me.
Cloud?
Pronounce what you live in. What is this that you live in?
House.
What's a general term for small, troublesome animals? You know, things that you take your 22 out and shoot at and, you know, get rid of. What do you call those? You know, I mean, just any small animal that you just don't like around.
It's a nuisance.
It's a nuisance.
Nuisance.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever heard the term, use the term varmint?
Not dead.
You use this other term, and what's that? Nuisance?
A nuisance. Animals are just a nuisance.
What does nuisance mean? Does it mean animal, or does it mean insects and animals?
It means anything of that description.
What about people?
Well, that'd be a nuisance.
All right, the whole bit, eh?
Okay.
What do you call a small pinkish seafood animal that's often eaten with rice, or sometimes you find it fried, and it curls up when cooking, so it's like that?
Shrimp.
All right, if you think a person has a fever, you might check his
pulse. Or his temperature.
Pronounce the term that we give that's opposite of girl.
Boy.